WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Here are two traffic advisories due to the start of construction projects. One, which starts today, involves a new sidewalk along Welburn Road that will mean occasional closings of a northbound lane between Southwest Parkway and Luther until August. Beginning tomorrow on the freeway is the last of the new on and off ramps. This will affect southbound traffic in College Station between Southwest and Emerald Parkways through July, weather permitting. The month of April is recognized nationally as Child Abuse Prevention Month, and Scotty's House partnered with local law enforcement and child service agencies to raise awareness in our community.
In Texas, more than four children die from child abuse or neglect on average every week. 176 children are confirmed victims every day, and seven children are abused or neglected every hour.
Last year, we saw 450 kiddos. And we deal with the most severe cases of child abuse here at Scotty's House. So when I tell you, you know, that 450 kiddos walk through our doors, that's 10% of the actual number of victims that are out there.
Volunteer Services Coordinator Melanie Scarpacci says Blue Ribbon Tree ceremonies will be held throughout the Brazos Valley this week. For a full schedule and locations, visit scottyshouse.org. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The next three nights, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is holding town hall meetings.
On Monday, we're going to cover the northern part of the district by having a town hall meeting in Waco at University High School in the auditorium. That'll start around 5:30. On Tuesday, we're bringing the operation down to Bryan College Station. We'll be at the American Legion Post 159. That's off of Highway 21 in North Bryan. That'll start at 6 o'clock, and we'll go to whatever we run out of questions.
On Wednesday, Flores is doing a conference call with constituents who live in rural areas, along with those he represents from Austin to Pflugerville. He also invites those who want to participate in what he calls a teletown hall to go to send an online request through the contact page on his website or Facebook page. Nearly a year after Bluebell's first recall of ice cream that led to shutting down all production, federal inspectors have been told the source of Listeria bacteria at the home plant in Brenham was various potential locations. According to Fort Worth television station KXAS, Bluebell told the Food and Drug Administration the Listeria source at its plant in the Tulsa suburb of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, was a drainage system. From there, bacteria was released into the air and settled on nearby equipment. Last year's contamination was linked to three deaths in Kansas and several illnesses. A Texas A&M student found asleep in his rental car that was parked on West Campus was arrested for having $20,000 worth of marijuana. According to the arrest report from a university police, 35-year-old Stephen Lyons of Houston gave permission for a search on a lot off Olson near Raymond Stotzer. In the trunk, the UPD officer found a cardboard box containing five large vacuum-sealed bags of pot weighing more than 10.5 pounds. The officer also found $3,000 cash in the center console. Lyons, who according to court records entered a guilty plea to a felony theft charge in Brazos County 4 years ago and was sentenced to 6 years in prison, is out of jail after posting bond. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 53 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news coming up at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Good morning. It's 6:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. The leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Nice weather for today with sunshine and blue skies and a west to southwest breeze, boosting our temperatures up to 75 to 80 later on this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We drop down to the mid-50s overnight. Another fine day on Tuesday. Again, with a west to southwest breeze, mostly sunny and 80. Fair at night, upper 50s. And a mix of clouds and sun on the way for Wednesday and about 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports where Aggie baseball got swept. Aggie softball did some sweeping. The most outstanding team, at least in track and field in Texas for now, is Texas A&M, as voted on by the media. That was during the Texas Relays. Plus, we'll get you caught up on Major League Baseball starting today and a whole lot more coming up in sports at about 6:50.
It's going to be 82 or so this week. Go, if you got a vehicle, wash it. I think you're okay.
Yeah, good for a few days.
Yeah, I think it might work.
Now you've done it.
I know. All right, well, we begin the week in Florida. In Florida, where Tampa police investigated a video that appears to show a local dancer.
We're going to need help. Let me go get Medicaid. Let me go get some food stamps because I didn't make enough to buy groceries.
Yeah. Performing for an 8-year-old boy.
What?
Goodness.
The clip, it gets so much worse. The clip, which has gone viral, shows the kid sitting on a chair while an underwear-clad woman dances in front of him. Other kids are heard laughing in the background. The dancer, reportedly hired by the kid's mama.
I'm a single mother. I'm trying to put food on the table, money away for their college funds, and without lap dances, I will not be able to do that.
So you see, that's what we're talking about. Obviously, this young lady, this female.
She ain't no lady.
And she may not be young. She's just probably trying to go ahead and get that tuition so that her daughter can go to Brown. Police say they aren't able to press charges because it's unclear exactly when and where the video was made. Also unable to identify the people on the clip. So, there you go.
Happy Monday!
Yeah!
It's gonna be a good
As Keanu Reeves said, you need a license to drive a car, but anybody can be a parent.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
So, how was Timmy's birthday party?
I don't know, but Timmy's dad was cool. It was awesome.
Yeah.
You're gonna find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's gonna be a good,
yeah.
good morning.
Don't even want to ask about party favors. Don't even want to go there.
For some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928 Twin City Coffee Service.
Well, there you go. And we're this is our first full week of April. A nice little moon out there. Nice crescent moon out there.
Oh, was
there?
Morning.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. Anyway, this is April 4th. It's day 95. We got 271 to go. It's walk around things day.
As opposed to through them or over them?
Stepping Stumble over on maybe. Top of them.
Yeah, let your toe remind you something. School librarian day. You know, there aren't as many school librarians as there used to be.
You know, dogs don't understand the concept of mistakes when you wake up and kick them in the head trying to get to the bathroom. They just think you don't like them.
Yeah. Well, but they forget. It's okay. They'll still greet you happily when you get home that day.
Oh.
It's World Rat Day. I'm not sure exactly what that's about. I'll go look that up. It's Vitamin C Day. Oh, Patrick, it's Hug a Newsman Day.
Okay. I'll sneak up on Bill later.
Well, don't go near Louie because, you know, he will. All right, let me see. I got to look that one up because that had to have been started by
a newsman.
Somebody in the news business who, yeah.
Oh, maybe not a newsman. Oh, yeah. Maybe someone near them.
Hug a Newsman Day gives you the opportunity to give a great big hug to your local news person. Come on, admit it. You've watched. Oh, you're safe. You've watched your cute newsman day in and day out.
Wait a minute. Are you referring to the fact that he's on the radio?
Well, no, yeah. Just not cute.
Or are you trying to ensure that he's homely?
No. It's that he's on the radio. No, that's all.
I would be offended if I were you, Patrick.
If I knew better, I might be too.
Yeah. You've also told yourself that if you ever saw him, you would give him a great big hug. Well, today's your opportunity. Or not. I mean, maybe you haven't wanted to do that.
It's Is there also, a newswoman day?
Well, there ought to be. You know, you're exactly right.
Both my grandmother and my wife's Nana say I give good hugs.
Oh, so. There you go. That's it.
They taught me good.
So it's World Rat Day.
You dirty rat.
Let's see. Oh, they've got slogans.
Oh, my, great.
Let's see. My kid is covered in fur and eats lab blocks. A rat won't judge you. A person will.
Wow.
Rats are a girl's best friend. Oh.
And now we'll start playing Ben.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, you going to eat that?
Yeah. All right, so there you go. And we got some birthdays.
Austin Mahone is a singer. If you know him at all, he sang with Pitbull. He's 20. Jamie Lynn Spears is 25. Amanda Righetti is 33 from The Mentalist. James Rade. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but I'll give it a shot. Sean, the guy that's psyched, is 40 years old. David Blaine, the freaky street magician, is 43. Nancy McKeon is 50. That was Joe in The Facts of Life. Robert Downey Jr.
Wow.
Talk about a career turnaround.
Oh, yeah. I'd say so.
51 today.
Okay.
Robbie Rist is 52. That was Cousin Oliver in the Brady Bunch.
Oh. Okay.
Remember Cousin Oliver?
No, I don't.
He's on, like, for a year.
Okay.
David Cross from Arrested Development, Mr. Show,
he's
is
funny.
52. Yeah, he is. He's 52 years old. Graham Norton, British talk show host from Ireland, is 53.
Hugo. This guy, wait a minute. This guy can get anyone on his show.
Yep.
Anyone. It doesn't matter who they are. You go over there, you do his show. It's and he gets them to do improbable things as well. But where do we see that? BBC America?
Yes.
Who get it? Okay, yeah.
It's on BBC America.
It's his guest list is...
He's like Carson was for that, where he could get anybody he wanted.
I guess so. But there's nobody out there right now like him. He does that.
Very funny guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's 53. Hugo Weaving is 56. That's from Lord of the Rings. David E. Kelly,
who's
done some stuff.
Yeah, he has.
He's producer. 60. Yeah. Steve Gatlin from the Gatlin Brothers is 65. Craig T. Nelson is 72. Mr. Clive Davis is 84. Dick Lugar, remember him, the Indiana senator?
Oh, yeah.
He's 84 years old today. And Estelle Harris, Miss Costanza.
Is, oh, really?
And Mrs. Potato Head in the Toy Story movies is 88.
Oh, good for her.
Georgie, no!
Oh, that's great.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, there's no doubt the Democrats are loving Republican infighting, the Never Trump movement. A new poll shows Democrats, they may need to focus a little bit more on their own party's race for the nomination because it seems Never Hillary, that movement is gaining a ton of steam. New NBC Wall Street Journal poll shows that 33% of Bernie Sanders supporters say they will not vote for Hillary if she is the Democratic Party's nominee. Interestingly enough, a NBC Wall Street Journal poll from last month revealed that Clinton's lead over Sanders has narrowed from an 11-point lead over the senator from Vermont in January to just 9 points. By the way, here's a tip. Hillary, if you stop snapping at Sanders supporters for asking you a simple question about your fossil fuel donors, maybe you'll win some of them over.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you looking forward to a tax refund? Well, so are identity thieves. Now, all they need to file a fake tax return is your Social Security number and your date of birth. In fact, the IRS reports that nearly $6 billion in fraudulent refunds were actually paid out during the 2013 tax year due to identity theft. And even if you're not getting a refund, well, those thieves can use that information on your tax documents to commit other crimes, like opening up credit card accounts with your information. It can also happen long after the tax season is over. It happens all year long. So if you're counting on free credit monitoring to protect you, well, think again. They might identify a threat, but LifeLock will help you fix that threat. And the best part is they have a U.S.-based team of specialists that will work to resolve any case of identity theft in your life. So you only have peace of mind all year long with LifeLock.com. Now just call right now, 800-440-4836, or visit their website, LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Hannity, and you'll save 10% on your LifeLock membership. 800-440-4836 for LifeLock.com.
An astronaut, a physics blogger, and a science circus? Oh, my. Make a date for free family fun and experience the many wonders of science and technology at the 2016 Physics and Engineering Festival, Saturday, April 9th at Texas A&M University. Ride a square-wheeled bicycle, run through a pool of cornstarch, or shoot balloons with lasers. Three of the 150 interactive exhibits on display from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Mitchell Physics Building on the Texas A&M campus. No fees or tickets are required for the free event, which will feature three fantastic science circus performances at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 2:30 p.m., as well as opportunities to meet NASA astronaut Bonnie Dunbar and Nobel Prize winners Dudley Hirschbach and David Lee. Close out your educational experience with a 4 p.m. public lecture about the origin of the universe and the arrow of time by Preposterous Universe blogger, popular author, and Caltech theoretical physicist Sean Carroll. For more info about this exciting afternoon of lifelong learning guaranteed to please kids of all ages, visit physicsfestival.tamu.edu. See you there.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
I'm Bruce Johnson with your Money Now. California Governor Jerry Brown is signing a bill today giving the most populous state the nation's highest statewide minimum wage, raising the wage to $15 an hour by 2022, and a similar effort in New York State marked the most ambitious moves yet to close the national divide between rich and poor. But Republicans and business groups say Brown signing the bill could cost thousands of jobs. Futures are up across the board right now. Stocks climb higher on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 107 points to 17,792. The S&P 500 added 13 points to 2,072. And the NASDAQ Composite gained 44 points to 4,914. And there's only one major economic report scheduled today by the government. The Commerce Department will report on factory orders for February. Again, futures are all up. And that's your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Howdy, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary. Usually reserved for Fridays, we're going to do Warm Fuzzy Monday, because you could probably use it on a Monday. A 42-year-old woman in California passed away from cancer. Yeah, I know, not warm or fuzzy, and it was just a week before Mother's Day. The tragedy? She left behind kids 16, 18, and 25. They didn't have enough money to pay for the funeral, and obviously, they were heartbroken. As a way to cope, a friend told them each to write their mom a letter and send it to heaven by attaching the notes to a balloon and then letting the balloons go. Now, obviously, the children are too old to truly believe that, but the next day, a 55-year-old woman named Yvette found the balloons on her front lawn some 35 miles away. One of the letters mentioned the funeral costs, so Yvette decided to help. She took the letters to work and managed to raise $2,000 with her co-workers, and then they went to GoFundMe.com and outsourced the rest of it to the tune of $20,000, enough to cover the funeral expenses and then some. The oldest daughter, the 25-year-old, told the local news she didn't think the letters would actually reach heaven. She knew better, but now she knows her mother must have had something to do with making them fall in Yvette's front yard. And that's my commentary. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you so much for listening.
Howdy, Coach Gary Blair inviting you to a celebration dinner and auction presented by Mac Resource Computers on Thursday, April 28th at the Expo Complex, benefiting Special Olympics and other charities. Doors open at 6, and $10 will get you a catfish dinner and drinks. Go to CoachBlairCharities.org for more. Special thanks to Mac Resource, Chili Fest, BB&T, Jack Hilliard Distributed. and News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, good morning. It's 625. We are on to another great week as far as the weather is concerned. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, we had a great weekend. You know, there are lots of things that were going on over the weekend, and starting with the stakeout at Coulter Field. Had a little bit of rain, but it ended up being an okay thing. And then so many other things going on this weekend as well, with just an opportunity to be outside. So, and it will continue. Look for a high temperature today, about 80 degrees. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10. Tonight we'll be down to about 55. Gets up to 82 with sunshine tomorrow. That'll probably be the warmest day of the week, but we'll be in the upper 80s. And it cools down each night down into the 50s, so that's why it doesn't get so blasted hot during the day. So we like that. And actually, they're telling us all the way through Sunday, we're looking at high temperatures in the mid-70s to near 80. See, all that's like California without the high taxes. And right now we've got 51 degrees outside, and we got news right around the corner. And let's see. Oh, yeah, going to learn something from something you should know.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
If you'd like to be happier, there's something simple you could do that will increase your happiness level pretty quickly. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
If you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company.
I'll be happy when. A lot of us postpone our happiness waiting for something good to happen first.
And the reality is that the science proves that it's the other way around. You're more likely to find the spouse, you're more likely to get the job, you're more likely to get the raise when you're already happy.
Deborah K. Heise, author of the book Live Happy, says, as odd as it may sound, being happy takes some effort.
There are studies that show us that about 50% of how happy we can be is based on our genetics. But the rest of it is comprised of two things, our environment and choices that we make every day. Do we say thank you? Do we say please? Do we smile at strangers? Do you engage in positive conversation and walk away from the gossip and the negative? All of these choices are things that impact our happiness.
Simply writing down three good things that happen to you every day will actually make you happier.
And there are scientific studies that prove this. By writing down three good things that happen to you every day for a period of 21 to 30 days, your brain starts looking for the good. Your brain starts looking for what good am I going to write down tonight. You start recognizing the good things that happen rather than the I got stuck in traffic, the coffee was awful, or whatever bad things that you might have ordinarily thought about. And the study also shows that not only does that improve your happiness for the time period that you're doing that, but even 6 months later, you still have a residual effect where you're happier than you were before you did that exercise, even if you stop it after those 30 days.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's National Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One.
Life can be hard. Karistan and Aggieland Carpet One would like to soften the way.
During National Karistan Month, Aggieland Carpet One has the lowest prices of the season on Karistan carpets and rugs. Add a rug or add a few. Carpet a room or carpet the whole house. Whatever your decision, you'll save a lot if you shop at Aggieland Carpet One during National Karistan Month.
Kerastan carpets and rugs now on sale at Aggie Land Carpet One.
Plus, get up to $500 off selected hardwood, vinyl, laminate, tile, and more with 18 months special financing.
And with our beautiful guarantee, you'll love the way our new floors look or we'll replace them for free.
Visit Aggie Land Carpet One during our National Kerastan Month sale for floors you'll love.
Come see us today at Aggie Land Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Beautiful. WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The end is in sight for new Earl Rudder Freeway on and off ramps. Tomorrow begins construction at the last location, affecting southbound traffic in College Station between Southwest and Emerald Parkways. The ramps will be closed, and one-lane traffic on the southbound frontage road will take place through July, weather permitting. That's the same completion target announced by the TxDOT District Office in Bryan for the new ramps affecting northbound traffic in Bryan at the old Reliance exit. The $13 million project began in June of 2013. Another traffic advisory in College Station starts today. The city reports a new sidewalk being built along Welburn Road from Southwest Parkway to Luther will mean occasional closures of a northbound lane through August. A College Station man was arrested after attempting to jump off the sixth floor of North Point Apartments at Texas and University Saturday morning around 4:30. College Station police say 21-year-old Oren Sewell charged 21-year-old Oren Sewell with public intoxication, assaulting a public servant, and attempted criminal harassment of a public servant. According to the arrest report, Sewell broke the thumb and tried to bite one officer, spit on another, and kicked a firefighter EMT who had to stop treating Sewell for injuries he received while fighting with bystanders who were preventing him from jumping. A Bryan policeman seeing a driver run a stop sign resulted in the arrest of a convicted attempted murderer. The traffic interaction was Friday night at 17th Street and Highway 21. According to the arrest report, 38-year-old Jerome Searcy tried to throw one of the three officers at the scene of the traffic stop, which was on Texas south of 21. That was followed by a foot chase that ended at the former TxDOT district office. A search of the Mustang Searcy was driving, which was owned by someone else, led to finding dealer quantities of cocaine in powder and crack form. Officers also seized almost $2,200. BPD noted Searcy had 18 prior arrests. A Texas A&M policeman responding to a call of someone sleeping in their car on West Campus wound up with a major drug bust. When the officer woke up, the driver last Thursday morning, who was parked in Lot 72 off Olson near Raymond Stotzer, the driver rolled down his window and the officer smelled marijuana. That led the officer to asking and getting permission to do a search. In the trunk of the driver's rental car, the officer found a cardboard box containing five large vacuum-sealed bags of pot. The street value of more than 10.5 pounds of marijuana in the bulk packaging was estimated at $20,000. The officer also seized $3,000 in cash he found in the center console. 35-year-old Stephen Lyons of Houston is out of jail after posting bond following his arrest. According to online court records, he pleaded guilty to felony theft charge in Brazos County 4 years ago, where he was sentenced to 6 years in prison. Bluebell says it found listeria on several parts of its equipment at the main Brenham plant last year that led to big problems.
The Dallas Morning News reports Bluebell has told the Food and Drug Administration it also believes the bacteria spread in the drainage system at its plant in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. At its Brenham facility, the company says potential sources of listeria varied by production line. Bluebell has since taken several steps to prevent future contamination. The company shut down operations and recalled its ice cream last year after listeria sickened at least 10 people and killed three. John Pendolino, TSN News.
April marks Child Abuse Prevention Month, and local agencies are doing their part to bring awareness to the community.
Scotty's House partnered with local law enforcement and child service agencies to put on a series of events this week throughout the Brazos Valley.
We take the month of April. We have a lot of public displays that kind of represent the children that we serve, and it's a way for the community to see that, yes, this is a problem, and for them to know that there are people out there working to make this better for the kiddos.
Volunteer Services Coordinator Melanie Scarpacci says they saw 450 children at Scotty's House last year, which is 10% of the actual number of victims.
these children who experience this kind of trauma early on in their life, they're more likely to become addicted to drugs and alcohol. They're more likely to become incarcerated as adults. And they're also more likely to become offenders. And so we know that if we can get these intervention services in place and get these kiddos into counseling, that we have a really good chance of breaking that cycle of abuse.
Blue Ribbon Tree Ceremonies are being held in 7 Brazos Valley counties this week. A schedule is online at scottyshouse.org. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There are 3 opportunities this week to catch Congressman Bill Flores in a town hall setting. That includes an appearance tomorrow in Bryan at the American Legion at Highway 21 in Waco, starting at 6 and ending when he has addressed all questions. On Wednesday, there will be what Flores calls a teletown hall.
For the western and rural parts of the district, including Austin and Pflugerville, that'll be at 7 o'clock. If people want to contact us, they can just shoot us a note on our contact form on the website, flores.house.gov, or post something on Facebook at Rep. Bill Flores, and we'll get their number and we'll send them the contact information so they can dial in. We can generally have 30-some thousand people on at one time, and that's a lot more than the 200 or 300 you'd normally have in person in a physical town hall.
Today, Flores is in Waco at University High School for an event that starts at 5:30. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 53 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More local news after Fox News at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Shop till you drop at Premier Market April 16th and 17th at the Brazos County Expo. Shop unique fashions, home decor items, and much more. Offered by merchants from throughout Texas and beyond. All for just $5 at the door. And on Sunday from 10 a.m. to noon, get in free. Also, don't miss our special VIP events. Be the first to shop the market at our sneak peek party with complimentary champagne plus the fashion show and luncheon, dressed to a T. For more information, go to premiermarket.org.
If your house is anything like mine, it is a beehive of activity. With a 10-year-old running around plugging everything in, and my own personal stuff, laptop computer, tablet, phone, it's eating up a lot of bandwidth. But with Suddenlink, you can fix that problem in a hurry. According to the FCC, you have to deliver 25 meg to be considered broadband internet. Now, the thing is, most companies' fastest internet speeds are less than 25 meg. Suddenlink's base speeds are double the FCC definition of broadband, with speeds up to 1 gig, and it only gets better. Suddenlink lets you choose the speed and the data plan you need. Don't settle for less. Get the speed and the size together with Suddenlink. Make the switch during the Switch and Shout event. If you switch, you get the SL200 HD TV, 50 meg internet, and phone for just $69 a month. And once you've made the switch, buy 2, get the third for $69 a month. That's 3 Suddenlink services for just $69 a month when you make the switch to Suddenlink. Don't wait. Call right now. 1-877-694-9474. 1-877-694-9474 today. Or you can visit online to suddenlink.com.
Hi there. This is David Hogan. And if you haven't noticed, we've had a lot of rain and warm weather. That means a lot of grass. If you're tired of plodding around all weekend on that old mower, then come see us at Kyra's Truck Center. We can fix you up with a new Cub Cadet or Ferris Zero Turn. We've even got zero turns with steering wheels. We still got zero down and 0%. Come see us. We'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kyra's Truck Center, half mile east of the bypass on Highway 21. Or give us a call at 979-778-7481.
Hey there, let's do some weather. Brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Nice weather for today with sunshine and blue skies and a west-to-southwest breeze, boosting our temperatures up to 75 to 80 later on this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We drop down to the mid-50s overnight. Another fine day on Tuesday, again with a west-to-southwest breeze, mostly sunny and 80. Fair at night, upper 50s, and a mix of clouds and sun on the way for Wednesday, and about 75 to 80. This is meteorologist Gary Bass, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Aggie baseball and softball busy over the weekends. Track and field, too. Major League Baseball cranks up in the Lone Star State with the Rangers and Astros, plus more in sports in 12.
There you go.
Ish.
So, Fox had all the biggies on. Fox had all the biggies on yesterday. They got a chance to have Rince Preboss, is that his name?
Rinse, leather, and repeat. What?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, they had him on. He was talking about an open convention and whether that was going to happen.
I think it's quite possible. Certainly, Wisconsin's going to be important in that conversation. And still, after Wisconsin, either way, we're going to have two candidates that could get to the 1237, the majority of delegates before. We get to Cleveland, and our role at the RNC is going to be a fair arbitrator and be a party that respects the voice and the vote of the voters and the delegates.
Yeah, but see, it's all about loyalty. Remember, they all said they were going to, you know, they did the Boy Scout sign, and they were all going to pledge to support whoever the nominee was.
I just think of Billy.
Well, they were until they weren't.
Yeah.
I just think of Billy Crystal's wife in the Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Liar!
Because you say sure. That there's an agreement. You gave them something of value, which was this voter data, your access to your files. So are you prepared, if they break the agreement, to enforce it? I, in effect, what I'm saying is, are you prepared to sue Donald Trump or one of the other candidates if they don't support the nominee, as they pledged to do, to get the data?
Pregnant pause.
Well, look, I mean, no one's broken the pledge. I mean, talking about what might be hypothetical is one thing. It's certainly not any standing. It doesn't provide standing to do anything. It's just a bunch of talk at this point. But certainly we expect that when candidates make commitments that they keep them. And that's about what I'm going to say about it.
Yeah. Okay.
What
sure.
difference at this point does it make?
That's right. So, of course, they asked Trump.
I will tell you when we meet at the convention. We'll see how we're treated. I want to see how we're treated.
Yeah. So there. Just letting you know.
And his wife is going to hit the campaign trail in Wisconsin.
Oh, is she?
Yep.
Oh. She's a very regular-looking lady. You know what I'm saying? She just looks like, just somebody's mom kind of thing, which is, cool.
It's called the girl next door.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. That's good. Yeah. Of course, all we want to hear from Hillary is, were you contacted by the FBI yet?
No, they haven't. But, back in August, we made clear that I'm happy to answer any questions that anybody might have, and I stand by that.
I didn't mean to hit. I'm sorry. That's.
Scott. If you didn't, I was going to.
boys.
I'm just saying. Anyway, so, but we are. I mean, I think we're to the point now where nobody ever thought that Bernie would still be playing at this point in the game.
Let alone clubbing her in several states.
Oh, did you?
I've got money that said he would.
Oh.
I think the secretary is getting very nervous that poll after poll shows us doing much better against Trump than she is.
I don't have the cut here, but I heard one earlier today where she was talking about how she wanted the young people to be able to be reinvigorated in the political system. You know what?
They are. They're behind Bernie.
Yeah. But not for her.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's amazing what lighting does. You know what I'm saying? Just saying. Because Bernie...
Golly!
Well, I'm just saying, look, Bernie looks the same in all lighting, right? I mean, he looks like what he looks like. The other Democratic candidate, not so much. Like, he had, what did I read? 18,000 people at something the other day?
Good night.
But, if you think about that, homeless people could wander up and they'd look like Bernie supporters, so I don't know that'd be true. Just saying. Donald Trump ally Roger Stone tells BuzzFeed that he's organizing protests for the Republican convention in Cleveland this summer to keep the GOP from stealing, his words, the nomination away from Trump, and says that he'll stage protests at hotels and state delegates of states supporting the big steal. That's what he's calling it. In a separate interview last week with GQ magazine, he had hinted at protests at the convention, saying, "I think there'd be extreme anger by the Trump supporters. I don't know that it would boil over into violence. Trump is certainly not advocating any violence." Once again, that's Roger Stone.
Yeah, so, of course they don't want any violence.
No, that's happened before at conventions, and it doesn't work well. And that was a long time ago.
I was going to say the 68 convention, wasn't it?
Yeah, and there were not nearly as many cameras around and available.
No.
But that would not be good. So, Yes.
I just get the impression that this smartest guy in the room, Trump, who always wins, never loses, if he doesn't play the game exactly right, and it looks like he won't get to 12:37, he's going to throw a hissy fit because, well, it's mine to win. I was the head.
I don't know that he's the smartest guy in the room.
No, he thinks he is.
I certainly don't. Okay. Ben Carson, who's going, why the heck did I endorse him way back then? He's on the John Castamedes show over the weekend in New York, and he said, quote, there are probably better people to fill the White House than the Republican presidential frontrunner.
Wait, really?
That's what he said. After applauding Trump's favorable image among his employees, Carson added, all of that says quite a bit about a person. Now, does it mean that he's perfect? No, he has some major defects. There's no question about it. Just like the rest of us.
Like 5 abortion positions in 3 days.
Okay. But I think that he is willing to listen to other people. He may not say that publicly because there's a humility issue, and that perhaps could use some polish.
I was going to say, there's a humility issue?
Yeah, that's what he said.
You think?
But again, what the guy does is he talks like people on the loading dock.
Yep.
And that's what's working here. All those seasoned politicians, all those people who've always learned how to measure their words, and Trump just doesn't measure. And people somehow like the realness of that.
Well, they latch onto the one thing that they hear that they like, but they don't hear him, or they intentionally ignore him saying the things that don't line up with what they believe.
Have you read the book Purpose Driven Life?
No.
Yeah. Well, it was a big, I mean, it sold millions of copies. And the reason was that very thing. If you put enough things out there, people will latch on to that.
Right.
Yet you will reject those things or act like those things were not said in a book or a person because you want to embrace this.
I'm not presuming to suggest that I know who would do this or that there is anyone else in the race who could do this, but I will tell you that I don't believe Donald Trump is in the business of running for what's in your best interest, you, voter American. He's in the business of running for what's in Donald Trump's best interest. Well, everything he's doing is about Trump. It's a culture of Trump.
Yeah, I don't know that. What do you see that he's doing in that would help Trump out as far as his platform, if you will?
Exactly. No platform. He says whatever helps him get elected. It doesn't matter what he says.
I got you. Okay. All right.
Bigger wall.
What are we up to, 60 feet tall, and now Bolivia's going to have to pay too?
Yeah.
Fire bad, bigger wall.
All right. Anyway, next hour we'll talk about Robert Gates. He was pretty critical of President Obama.
Oh.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that. That's big enough to talk
both
about.
Both barrels.
Yeah, and why not?
Sure.
Why not? Next hour we'll do that. Also, coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to do something a little bit different, and that's we're going to have a guy in from A&M who teaches, among other things, about the Supreme Court.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, his name's Joe Ira. He's going to come in and talk to us.
He going to learn us?
Well, I mean, something like that, because I think this week the Senate starts taking up the new nomination again. But just kind of the politics of the Supreme Court kind of help us out a little bit on that. So he's going to be in at 8 o'clock. Right now it's 12 till.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 9th, learn about weed and algae control in farm ponds. Correct identification of the target and selecting the right control product are the keys. Learn about it this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
This is a great time for planting a new shade tree. Of course, you're going to have to hand water it during the summertime, but nurseries have wonderful supplies right now. You can go in and see what they look like. You need to carry it home carefully to make sure you don't burn the foliage. Let your nurseryman work with you and plan the best tree for your place. Picking and placing trees in your landscape, the subject of our program today, will get it underway right after this message. Do you have better things to do on weekends besides pulling and killing stubborn weeds? Bayer Advanced has just the right product for you. It's DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer doesn't just kill the existing weeds. It lays down a continuous action weed barrier. It'll keep weeds away for up to 6 months. That's up to 50% longer than the leading brand. It offers a superior value by providing more coverage per package in a 1.3-gallon refillable sprayer system. Not only are you spraying the existing weeds, but also the areas where you do not want weeds to grow. For spraying smaller areas, use a 24-ounce ready-to-use spray bottle. DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer can be used on patios, sidewalks, paths, gravel, and along fence lines. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. That's Bayer Advanced. It's better science, better results. Bayer Advanced, DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. Ask for it by name. You'll be really happy with the results. Bayer Advanced, DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. One of the first decisions you have with shade trees is in choosing the right spots for your trees. Since each will become a very major part of your landscape, you need to consider tree placement just as carefully as you would room arrangement were you building a home. Determine whether you need a large shade tree along the west side of your house or a small accent tree near the entryway. Maybe you need a smaller shade tree adjacent to the patio, or you might be looking for a rather vertical tree to use along the drive. Whatever the need, put it on paper before you go shopping. You need to know how big, how wide the tree needs to grow. All trees may look the same at the nursery, but they do not end up looking the same in your landscape. Always buy for quality. One nursery in Texas advertises more than 125 different varieties of shade trees. Oh, my. And they don't even offer the fast-growing bad choices like willows, cottonwoods, mimosas, catalpas, Arizona ash, China berries, fruitless mulberries. They don't have those. Still, among those 125 different varieties of shade trees, some are much better than others. Oaks are always good investments anywhere in Texas if you buy a type that's either native or adapted to your soils and climate. Chinese pistachios, cedar elms, magnolias, and pecans are other good choices in large shade trees, and if you have acidic, moist conditions, bald cypress. Again, let your nurseryman help you choose the best tree, large or small, for your landscape needs and for your landscape soils. Determine the exact placement. Now, remember that shade trees should frame your house, not block the view to it. That means you want to use them off to the sides, not directly in front of the house, and certainly not lining up with those of your neighbors, nor should they be in line with the corners of your house, the edge of your fence, or any other man-made architectural boundary. Do not plant shade trees in the centers of spaces. As a general rule, shade tree placement ought to follow the 40-60 rule. They ought to be 60 or 40% of the way from the street toward the house and 40 or 60% of the way from the property line to the sidewalk. If you have utility lines either in the ground or overhead, you need to think about those. It's easy to forget that they're there. And then the utility company has to come out and do some heroic pruning to keep your lights on, for example, in a windstorm. You don't want that at all. I'm Neil Sperry. Landscaping more odd spots will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. In a seesaw affair that saw the lead exchanged five times, the number one Texas A&M baseball team dropped 10-7 to number three Florida as the Gators completed the series sweep on Sunday. For the second time this series, the Gators broke the scoring seal first and tacked on a couple of runs in the bottom of the first inning. Aggies' record drops to 22-6. They're 4-5 in the SEC, and they'll return to action tomorrow as they travel to Reckling Park in Houston for a 6:30 start against the Rice Owls. That game can be heard on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Things were a little better on the softball diamond as sophomore Ashley Walters went 3-for-3 at the plate and drove in a career-high 6 runs Sunday. And the 11th-ranked A&M softball team completed a sweep of Arkansas 9-1 at the Aggie Softball Complex. Ladies get back to work on Wednesday against SFA at 6:30. That game can be heard on Navasota News 1550. A quick hop to the hardwood where several media outlets are reporting Aggie assistant men's basketball coach Kyle Keller is headed to Stephen F. Austin to be their next head coach. Keller has been on Billy Kennedy's staff for all 5 years of his tenure at A&M. In track and field action, the Aggies were voted the most outstanding team among the university division for the second consecutive year based on votes by the media covering the 89th annual Texas Relays this past weekend. It's the sixth time A&M has received the honor since 2009. and set collegiate leading marks for the season in the 4x200 and 4x800 while recording the fastest collegiate time this season in both the sprint medley and distance medley relays. We'll keep it on the hardwood as A&M senior guard Courtney Walker was named an All-American by the Women's Basketball Coaches Association. Walker earned the WBCA Honorable Mention All-American honors for the second straight year. We'll keep it on the hardwood and move it over to the men's side for the championship game, where it will be North Carolina and Villanova tonight. North Carolina's beaten Nova 5 of the last 6 meetings in the tournament, but Nova's lone tournament victory came over the Tar Heels during its championship run back in 1985. On the ladies' side, undefeated Connecticut is one victory away from an unprecedented 4th straight NCAA women's title. UConn downed Oregon for its 74th straight victory and will play Syracuse tomorrow in the title game. Major League Baseball cranks up in the Lone Star State this afternoon for the first time. It's Texas versus Seattle at 3 o'clock. Cole Hamels will get the nod for the Rangers.
I mean, you want to go out there and throw the best game ever in your career to put on a high moment, but you know, it's just staying within yourself, you know, really keeping the pace of the game in your hand, you know, and having something to kind of move towards for the season, and then also for the next game.
Pregame starts at 2:30, and you can catch all the Rangers baseball games on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. By the way, the Astros are in New York for the Yankees. First pitch for that one at noon. In the NBA, James Harden had 41 points, and the Houston Rockets improved their playoff chances with a 118-110 win over Oklahoma City. And the Mavericks beat the Timberwolves 88-78 last night. In the PGA, Jim Herman closed with a 4-under-68 Sunday to win the Shell Houston Open, and that will garner him his first trip to the Masters. In the NHL, Nate Thompson and Ryan Kessler each scored a shorthanded goal, and the Anaheim Ducks beat the Dallas Stars 3-1. Here's Coach Lindy Ruff on giving up 2 shorties.
You know, it was a tough play. We mismanaged the puck. It was on both of those, and it hurt us. You know, but things had been going pretty good. I think that gave him a little momentum.
And we'll wrap it up on the racetrack, where NASCAR season moved east, and Kyle Busch captured the STP 500 at the high-banked half mile at Martinsville, the shortest track on the Sprint Cup circuit. Busch led 352 of 500 laps. And that's your sports, brought to you by Edkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So what do you think Jim Herman thought he was going to be doing this week? You know, because he wasn't going to be going to the Masters, and now he gets to go to the Masters.
He's got to be going, plane reservations?
Which is pretty cool.
Oh, know? Yeah.
Yeah, no, you know, one of the things they do, which is kind of neat, is that the PGA has a 737 that flies directly from Houston to Augusta. So they all get there. Of course, some of them have their own jets, but they got a 737 decked out for all the pros. So that
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, they're already in Augusta.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of neat. And I didn't watch much of it, just a little because it's on NBC. And I don't like golf on NBC just generally. And but they've got Spieth. He's not mic'd, but they were able to pick up the mic, and he's talking to his caddy about a putt that he needed to make, and he did, I think, on the 13th anyway, and he didn't, and he's going, dang, man, I knew it was going to do it. It was a real kind of every guy moment, you know, because that's the way every guy would do it, as opposed to pros who I think respond in a different way. But this guy is still young enough, and it just seems new enough that I liked the way he responded. It was a natural way that the way we all feel when we miss the
kind of unscripted and just
yeah right there at putt when we can't get through the lighthouse or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units, plus you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station, next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
An astronaut, a physics blogger, and a science circus? Oh my! Make a date for free family fun and experience the many wonders of science and technology at the 2016 Physics and Engineering Festival, Saturday, April 9th at Texas A&M University. Ride a square-wheeled bicycle, run through a pool of cornstarch, or shoot balloons with lasers. 3 of the 150 interactive exhibits on display from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Mitchell Physics Building on the Texas A&M campus. No fees or tickets are required for the free event, which will feature 3 fantastic science Science Circus performances at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 2:30 p.m., as well as opportunities to meet NASA astronaut Bonnie Dunbar and Nobel Prize winners Dudley Hirschbach and David Lee. Close out your educational experience with a 4 p.m. public lecture about the origin of the universe and the arrow of time by Preposterous Universe blogger, popular author, and Caltech theoretical physicist Sean Carroll. For more info about this exciting afternoon of lifelong learning guaranteed to please kids of all ages, visit physicsfestival.tamu.edu. See you there.
See, now you can go because you can take Erin and you can stand in line with her to shoot balloons with a laser. The
yes.
guy who has no kids, you can't do that, see? And if you're over 25...
Well, you can, but it's creepy.
Well, yeah, but if you're 30 and you want to go shoot balloons with lasers, which would be a pretty cool...